I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The BBC radio program Desert Island Discs turns 70 years old this weekend. The show's theme music has remained the same since that first episode in January of 1942. So is the premise. Every week, a different guest or castaway shares his or her musical selections with the audience. Here's author J.K. Rowling on the program.
My first record is The Beatles Come Together. My parents were very young when they had me. They were both 20, and they had all the Beatles records. And so I grew up listening to them.
And here is British primatologist Jane Goodall talking about hearing Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor while she visited the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris.
There was this amazing cathedral, the sun pouring in through that great rose window, this incredible music. And as I listened to it, I thought, you know, why am I here? What is the purpose? Is there a purpose to life on this planet? What am I meant to be doing? It was a sort of call to action, although I didn't really understand at the time exactly what it would lead to.
The current senior producer of Desert Island Discs is Leanne Buckle. She says the show's staying power is based on a simple premise.
The conceit of the program is they're about to be marooned on a desert island and they're taking with them the 8 pieces of music that remind them of significant times and people and events in their life. So really, it's not the music that they might listen to in the car or they would listen to at home. It's the music that takes them back to key memories.
The very first person to appear on the first show, this is January 29th, 1942, 70 years ago this weekend, was a comedian and actor named Vic Oliver. Tell us who he is.
He was essentially a music hall entertainer, and he was a Jewish comedian, and he was also Winston Churchill's son-in-law. He was a very, very popular figure in Britain at the time. Legend has it that Churchill actually hated him, and he used to joke that Mussolini had the right idea and that he managed to kill his son-in-law, but he was rather lumbered with Vic Oliver. But he was very, very popular, and very popular with our audience.
Very popular with the audience. We should say, though, that unfortunately there are no tapes existing of the first shows. Is that right?
Yes, very sadly, there aren't.
Really sadly.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful to think the programmes would have been lost. In the 60s, then, Roy Plumley, who originated the programme and who then presented it for more than 40 years, interviewed Louis Armstrong. You think that would be a fantastic programme to listen to, and that doesn't exist. And I think it was essentially for reasons of cost that they just dubbed over all the recordings that they had.
I guess tape was at a premium in those days. Other luminaries, the Princess of Monaco, Grace Kelly. What year was she on the show?
Oh, yes, Princess Grace of Monaco. So April 1981, and actually a really romantic list, I think. You Make Me Feel So Young, Frank Sinatra, and You're Easy to Dance With by Fred Astaire. That's beautiful, isn't it?
I could dance nightly just holding you tightly, my sweet.
In November of 1992, the Gulf War general Norman Schwarzkopf was a guest on Desert Island Discs. Some people would find it rather surprising. This is Bob Dylan, The Times They Are Changing.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam.
I didn't consider it purely a hippie song. I didn't consider it a challenge. It's a song of to me, great hope. And I think if I was sitting away on that island, you know, concerned about my state in life, it's another reminder, too, that things change, things are never the same, and I'd enjoy it very much.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, or the times they are a-changing.
We find Bob Dylan is being taken more and more, and which I suspect is a reflection of the kind of approximate age of our castaways, that I think very often people take music that really spoke to them in their teens, and that was a very meaningful time for them, and that was when a lot of their musical tastes were shaped. And it's interesting, the music that speaks to you, you know, isn't what people would expect necessarily.
Right. Well, John Major, when he was on, this is the 50th anniversary of Desert Island Discs, the Prime Minister at the time told the presenter at the time, Sue Lawley, about his very happy childhood years. And he talked about his love of music and books and his number one disc that he would take if he were stranded on a desert island was by an American composer. Let's listen.
The first one is a Gershwin tune, Rhapsody in Blue, played by the New York Phil.
And why do you want that?
It's a beautiful piece of music, very haunting, lovely clarinet introduction. And I have spent years listening to my daughter graduate from the recorder to the clarinet and playing in the room next door. I'll be able to remember that as well.
A point on John Major. We've recorded with the past, I think, five British prime ministers, but he's the only prime minister who recorded the programme while he was in office.
So who do you have on this weekend for the 70th anniversary?
Our 70th anniversary castaway is the naturalist and broadcaster Sir David Attenborough. It's just extraordinary. We hadn't realised it, but it absolutely has to be true, that he is the one person who's seen more of the world than anybody else who's ever lived. His career has coincided with the growth in commercial air travel, and simply by going to both the North and the South Poles, then that does more than 99% of people. But going to Madagascar, the continents, the rainforests, he simply has to have seen more of the world than anybody else. And he's seen it at a point when it was pristine. And he's brought it into our living rooms and explained it to us and described it in beautiful, beautiful detail.
Was he ever stranded on a desert island?
Well, he said that actually desert islands are pretty unforgiving places and they're not a place where you'd want to spend very much time.
What was the one piece that he chose that stood out for you?
He took a very, very beautiful recording of Murray Pariah playing the
pianist.
Goldberg
the
variations.
American pianist.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's been really nice to talk to you, and congratulations on the show. I know you have not been with it for 70 years, but it's been such a contribution to culture, not only in the BBC realm, but also over here. A lot of people, even if they haven't heard the show, they know the term Desert Island Discs.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. It's really kind.
Leanne Buckle is senior producer of the BBC radio program Desert Island Discs, which turns 70 this weekend. We'd like to hear from you. What is your Desert Island Disc, the piece of music you'd like to have with you if you happen to be marooned on a desert island? You can tell us at theworld.org. You can also see lists from all of the castaways on Desert Island Discs and listen to audio from episodes over the past quarter century. Again, it's all at theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a great weekend.